Have you heard of the phrase, give till it hurts? Have you? Or we just laugh. You know, this form of giving is giving in faith. For many, this sounds idealistic, but never realistic, for it will disturb us a lot. But you know, my dear brothers and sisters, it's the giving that really pleases God. And our readings for this Sunday encourages and even challenges each one of us to do the same. I repeat, give till it hurts, and giving in faith. The widow of Zarephath in our first reading today showed this. He had only a very few flour and jug. By the way, widows are women who did not only lose their husband, but they are insignificant people. They are very poor and they are vulnerable too. Take note of the gospel that we will have. We will reflect on later. So, but then they were used by God as his instrument in order that his mighty works will be accomplished. Take note in our first reading, my dear brothers and sisters, she had only very few. And when Elijah approached her and tell her that Elijah needs a few cake and that her flour and her oil will not run dry, this poor widow, in her faith, gave till it hurts. And the mighty deeds of God was accomplished in her. In what way? She was able to feed Elijah, and she was able to feed herself and her son. That is the mighty work of God, because this poor widow gave, but in faith. She trusted in God that God will not leave her empty-handed. She gave in faith. How is it to you, my dear brothers and sisters? Do we give out of surplus, or do we give out of faith from our heart? Speaking of total giving, Jesus, in our second reading, showed us the way. He is considered as the high priest. But the priest, or the high priest in the Old Testament, when they entered the sanctuary of the temple to offer sacrifices, they offered the blood of animals. But they repeated it. But Jesus, as the true high priest, offered once. But his offering, the offering of his self, of his life, it was considered as the total gift-giving. Total giving of himself. He did not reserve for himself. When he gave his life to the Father, he did not even compromise the Father. Oh, Father, I will give you half only. But I will give you my total self in order that men will achieve salvation. There is a form of total giving without reservation for oneself. And the mighty deeds of God was accomplished by Jesus. And what is that mighty deed of God? Our salvation. Jesus accomplished our salvation through his total self-giving. And this is what we call give till it hurts. He was hurt when he gave up his life for our own salvation. In the gospel, there are three persons or type of persons as regards giving. Number one is the scribe. The scribe are the knowledgeable group of the Jews. They render service to the temple. They're still part of giving. But you know, their giving is, they wanted to draw attention to themselves. They want honor. They want prestige. And they even have victims. And what is the, who are their victims? As what I have said, the widows who are vulnerable. So they devour the money, the livelihood of the widow in order to accumulate into themselves honor and prestige. One act of giving, but it is not so idealistic. The second, hopefully we do not belong to this type of person who give, the rich. How do the rich give? They give vast amount of money. Vast amount of money. But it is just a surplus. In other words, what they retained among themselves is greater. So they give out of surplus. It did not disturb them. They were not hurt when they give because it's only a surplus. And the last type of person who give is, you know, who? The widow. And the widow gave 2 copper coins compared to the rich man who gave maybe millions or thousands of dollars. Quantitatively, the one given by the widow is very, very insignificant. While the one given by the rich are very, very significant. But you know what? Jesus saw in the widow an ideal form of giving. And what is that? It means the livelihood. The livelihood of the widow. That 2 copper coins should have been used by the widow in buying her food. She could have, and by the way, what is coin, by the way? The worth of the coin nowadays. The widow could have reserved for herself 1 coin. Remember, she has 2 coins, right? She could have reserved for herself 1 coin and give the other one. But what did she do? She gave all. That is her livelihood. It means the widow faces, or in her giving, it is a giving with a risk. The widow faces hunger and even death when she gave all she had. But she still gave. And that what struck our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving not from our surplus, but giving that disturbs us. Giving that affects us because we give in faith. We believe that God will never, never abandon us. That God will never, never leave us empty-handed. Giving in faith, give till it hurts.